have chosen to give to this man as I give to you. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ abide with us all. Be seated. Our text here is a parable. Most of the parables that the Lord gave talked about how to enter into the kingdom of God or how it is in that kingdom. This parable comes as an epilogue to the previous discourse, which started with this young ruler and interjected also by Peter on behalf of the disciples. Instruction to the rich young man, which raised the disciples' concern, that prompted Peter to come up with how much they have left to follow Jesus. And so what will it mean when it comes to that time? How much will they be given? In our text, two characters are distinct today. One is the Lord of the vineyard, and second, the leader of the first group that were called. The bone of contention in this parable is the time spent and hence the amount given. The landowner went out five times to call people to come to his vineyard to work for him. He was very concerned that the work should be done. This man had a steward for his farm, yet he went out himself and very early in the morning to hire the workers by himself, noting that the work could not progress as fast as he had wanted. He went out the third hour, he went out at noon, he went out at the ninth hour. Much work needs to be accomplished, and so even those who could come and work for just a short time would be doing something worthwhile according to the landowner. So at the 11th hour, he went out again and brought in some people to work for him. This parable may not fit very much in the situation of America today, or maybe Europe also, but it fits very much in Kenya, where we still have the manual manpower services, where people go out, stand somewhere there, and wait for somebody to come and ask them to take them to his farm. It fits very much during the time when it is rainy, when there's a lot of tea growing and more workers are needed. Here we can note that the Lord said, what the Lord had said sometimes, that the harvest is plenty and the workers are few. This could be distinctively seen in this parable. At this point, we need to note that our Lord Jesus Christ called people to his vineyard, the church. But our work and our pay is not comparable to what he will give at the end. On this point, Peter clearly portrayed his ignorance when he asked, how much will they be given for having followed the Lord all the time? In this parable, the second longest in the gospel according to Matthew, is a wonderful story carefully crafted to reveal that what is most important is that all disciples are equal in the present and in the future reign of God. This first group did not just follow the Lord immediately they were called, but they did their bargain properly. And they had an agreement of what they will be paid for a day's work. This again fits much more in Africa. People go out to work for a day's work, not for hours as it could be in America. It could have been in terms of how much per hour, but here it was in terms of how much per day. They sealed the agreement. a denarius for the day's work. They went to work, possibly starting in the morning at 7. The groups that were called at 9, at noon, the group that were called at 9 were, they never bargained, but they were told they will be given the right, what is right for them. It was the same with those who came at noontime and those who came at the 9th hour. Now, the last group that came at the 11th hour, they were not told anything. They didn't ask for anything. They only went to the farm and they did the work. And now comes the payment. The landowner asked the steward now to pay, starting with those who are called last. And when he paid them, he had asked him to pay them as he had agreed with the very first group. And not only them now and the first group, but everybody else would be paid just a denarius. This made it possible for those who are in the first group to see how much these people are given. And therefore, they even expected to be given more because they have stayed here more, they have worked more, they have dared the scorching sun. So why can't they be given more? Then came the grumble. These men have only worked for an hour, and how do you make them equal with us? We did the bargain, we worked more, we toiled in the scorching sun. Why must we get the same remuneration? Against all reasoning and expectation, they received a denarii, same to the very last group. Everyone is treated the same, no comparison considered, no question of time taken, but what was agreed is paid in full. This is more than generosity, more than having a big heart, as it could be said here in America. It is beyond all that one would expect to think about. Here, the owner of the vineyard decided to treat all equally. I have decided to give this last man the same as I give to you. This bit Peter did not get. These workers have not understood it. Many of us in times still do not understand it. We may be expecting that following our positions in the vineyard now, the Church of Christ, maybe because I am a bishop, I'll be given something a little bit higher than a mere pastor. Or maybe because I'm a pastor, I will be given something better than a deaconess. Or than an evangelist, in the case of our churches there in Africa. Or more than a lay servant in the church. Here then, the parable illustrates the difference between generosity and grace. Grace, by its nature, gives without regard to merit or worthiness in the person receiving it. The wages are paid, but the amount does not depend on time taken or amount of work done. The vineyard is the church. The Lord of the church is Jesus Christ himself. He is concerned that the work is much, but the workers are less. He therefore keeps calling people to come to serve in his vineyard, in the church. That is why we have this seminary here, that men and women may be equipped to come to serve in the different capacities as the Lord may want to call them. Call it lay ministry, call it diaconate ministry, call it evangelistic ministry, call it pastoral or episcopacy, or whatever it may be. The call is the same, the vineyard is the same, the church. The work is plenty and overwhelming. The field begins from Jerusalem and goes to the ends of the world. The whole earth is the vineyard of our Lord. He wants this space to be reached with the gospel. The mission fields are not just in Asia or Africa or Oceania, but as a confessional church, brothers and sisters sitting with me here and now, we are called to go to Africa and reach the unreached because they are still there. Same to Asia and to the Arab world to rescue those who are still having a problem under the Muslim yoke. Go to Europe where the church has become apostate. We are feeling it taking place also here in America. But the pay is not as Peter tried to understand it, nor as the rich young ruler, nor as the man in this first group who are called. By grace, we are called to serve in the vineyard. By grace, we are called to this holy ministry. By grace, the reward will come to us equally, irrespective of the role one was paid. Brothers and sisters, it is by grace, on account of Jesus Christ, who died for us and was resurrected for our justification. It is grace. It is grace. It is grace. Amen.